This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the purpose hottest frequency. Vusani mo yoshu na one disturb amo nagereke averege and he's making funny faces out there. But nonetheless, it's Friday, man, and you know what time it is, right? Time to kick back, cruise into the weekend, and fire up the Capricorn adventure. This is the motoring experience with our resident motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Preshewin Naidu. Man, and judging by the lineup in his driveway, he's been having all the fun right now. This week, he's back behind the wheel of the new Chery Tiggo Cross. That is a Tiggo Cross Plus, that is. A quick tease on what's rolling into his garage next. We'll wrap up the ride with the Preshewin's motoring tip of the week. Not forgetting the hot gem as well. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Preshewin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself and to the listeners out there.
No, I'm great, Preshewin. Thank you so much for taking your time once again to come and join us on this beautiful Friday. We really do appreciate you, yeah?
Always a blessing. Thank you.
So one of my friends owns this car, right? I haven't seen it yet because he just bought it. So let's talk about the Chery Tiggo Cross, Preshewin. What were your first impressions of the design?
So I thought, you know, looking at it from first glance, I thought it's quite a handsome-looking, sophisticated car. Definitely a big step up than Tiggo 4 Pro. It has confidence, refined design language, and just elements that show Chery is moving away from the copycat styling of years of the past. What you can notice in the front is they've gone for a single frame grille, sleek LED headlights just to captivate one's eyes, and some 18-inch wheels, which just gives it some presence. So it's not an ugly duckling. It's definitely good. It looks good, and it definitely hits the boxes in that avenue.
All right. Now let's enter the cabin. How's the build quality and tech shaping up?
So I thought, you know, driving the car, living with it for a week, it looks nice. It looks the part. It has your leatherette upholstery, heated seat, sunroof, dual climate controls, electrical adjustable driver seats, adaptive cruise control, lots of cameras galore. As you can imagine, it had a whole list of features, which is what Chinese cars have these days, a lot of features packed in. But I just thought, you know, for me, just from the tech point of view, it just felt a bit frustrating at times, especially, you know, using a touchscreen and trying to figure out there's no buttons whatsoever, especially with the climate controls. And I just don't know, I don't know how long, you know, when you own a car like this, how longevity-wise, how will the tech live up to it? Because if it's already finicky now, it begs the question of what's, you know, they should just, sometimes simplicity is always best. And I think that, you know, too much is just too much.
Sound like you're having a lot of, you know, mixed feelings about it. But now let's talk about the drive. Let's talk about that drive. How was the drive, Preshewin?
Yes. Okay. Here's where it kind of gets a bit squirmy. I think I tried my best to sample it in, and I've driven a lot of cars over the years. I was even telling my girlfriend, I've never had to say this probably was the least, I don't want to say worst, but it was just the most, I just didn't enjoy it. It was one of those cars where I was thinking, thank God it's intact, because I felt it to be frustrating because it's powered by a 1.5-liter turbocharged motor. So it has enough punch. It really goes quite nicely. It's a lot of powerful in and around city commutes and highway. But I found that there's a lot of jerkiness to it, especially during takeoff. And you'll sit there at a stop street and it will kind of jerk back. It won't stay in place. And then it also has that automatic stop-start feature, which cuts off power for a few seconds, and then it turns back on. And then by then, the traffic light is green, and there's people behind you, and you feel like, what's going on here? And I mean, that's just one of it. But driving it day-to-day, it's okay. It is a bit thirsty. I got about 8.8 liters per 100 kilometers. But just overall, it feels okay. It feels quite stable. It feels quite nice. But just that refinement, that's what I think it's lacking. And the good thing is it has the potential. It does shine a bit of light. But I just feel like, those odds and those little nitty-gritties, especially for me where I've driven everything under the sun, I know what's happening. I don't know, maybe if you're a consumer, you won't really pick up these things as much as, you know, you actually, when you have had, let's say, 300 cars that you've driven, and now you get to sample it. So I think it's a big thing in my books. Maybe I'm over exaggerating, who knows, but I think it is.
With so many mixed emotions, pressure, and, you know, how does this car, you know, stack up against the rivals? Would you say it is worth the finances? Is it worth the splurge?
So that's the thing, hey, that is a big question. I think for 449,000 Rand, which is what our top spec had, I thought it packed a good amount of tech, lots of safety, which is very paramount, very important, good design. The driver is a letdown. But other than that, when you're talking rivals, obviously it will go head-to-head with the Haval Jolan S, super luxury, the Renault Duster, and then three other alternatives which are quite solid, reliable, the Hyundai Creta, the Suzuki Grand Vitara, and the Toyota Corolla Cross. So if you ask me, I think the Tiggo Cross is nice. It has that sweet spot for you as a consumer if you just want all that tech and all that, you know, bells and whistles. But keep in mind that longevity-wise, reliability, I would probably stick with more of the cars that are reputable, your Toyota Corolla Cross, your Suzuki Grand Vitara, your Hyundai. That just at least gives you a longevity wise, because these days consumers are buying more for keeping it forever. We're not things are getting pricier as the day goes by, and so people these days buy to keep their cars, and you know, this is something you're gonna buy and you don't want to be fixing it every, you know, you want it to be a money pit. So that's the big question. But it's a good car. I don't mind it, but I just think time is everything. And I think obviously as a consumer, go test drive, go see what works for you. And yeah, simplicity is sometimes best as well.
All right. Now, before you give us, you know, your motoring tip and your hot gem of the week, I need you to give us a sneak peek on what is in your garage, Prashuren.
So it's a bit of a busy UK that's happening. So we got the Ford Ranger Platinum. It's luxury on wheels. I like it. It's nice. And then we got the Hyundai Tucson, the D Elite. They've given it a revision all around and it looks quite tasteful. And then we've got in the Isuzu V-Cross. So lots of evaluation to be doing, lots of writing, but definitely it's a jam-packed garage. And I think, yes, we are a little tight, but it's good. It's we're blessed, but we gotta be honest and write our work and do our reviews. Most of the time, I'm sitting there on the laptop, not driving, unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, most definitely, I can't wait to hear about, you know, one of those mobiles. If, you know, maybe we might be lucky and you'll give us a review on all of them. But before we let you go, Prashuren, let us in on the motoring tip and a hot gem of the week.
All right, thank you, Kimash. So, use your handbrake regularly, even if you drive an automatic. So many drivers rely on park, but using a handbrake or electric parking brake prevents the system from seizing up and adds an extra layer of safety, especially on hills or when parked for long periods. And let's end up with a classic two-park, keep your head up.
Most definitely, we'll definitely keep our heads up. Prashuren, thank you so much once again. Catch you again next week and enjoy your weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Besh, as always. And have a blessing and to the listeners out there. Cheers.
Cheers. That's how we wrap it up, man. Check him out and follow him on Instagram to check out more car reviews and exciting features that he has on his page at Prashuren_Naidu. Check out his work via Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.